Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the Buddha, blessed, noble, and fully self-enlightened. So now I want to move on to more familiar stuff about how we treat each other. So there's a discourse here called, which looks at worshipping in the six directions. And I shall read it, and then we'll see what we can make of it. Thus have I heard. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Rajagaha, at the bamboo grove, in the squirrel's sanctuary. So Rajagaha was the main dwelling place of Bimbisara, and his kingdom would have been along, you know, just north of the Ganges, that sort of area. Then Sigalaka, the householder's son, having got up early and gone out of Rajagaha, was paying homage with wet clothes and hair and with joined palms to the different directions, to the east, the south, the west, the north, the nadir and the zenith. His father, well, as you see, his father has died, and it would seem that one way of paying respects was to wet your hair, wet your clothes. I've not been able to find out why that is. Presume it's some sort of you know, tears, maybe some sort of expression of sorrow. I don't know. And the Blessed One, having risen early and dressed, took his robe and bowl and went to Rajagaha for alms. And seeing Sigalaga paying homage to the different directions, he said, "Householder's son, why have you got up early to pay homage to the different directions?" "Venerable sir, my father, when he was dying, told me to do so. And so out of respect for my father's words, which I revere, honour and hold sacred, I have got up early to pay homage in this way to the six directions." "But householder's son, that is not the right way to pay homage to the six directions according to the Noble One's discipline, Noble One's teaching." So Sigalaka is obviously one of his students. "Well, venerable sir, how should one pay homage to the six directions according to the Noble One's discipline? It would be good if the Blessed One would teach me the proper way to pay homage to the six directions according to the Noble One's discipline." "Then listen and attend carefully, householder son, and I will speak." It's good stuff, isn't it? "Yes, venerable sir," Sigalaka said, and the Blessed One said this: "And how, householder's son, does the noble disciple protect the six directions?" So here you see, not pay homage, but protect. "These six things are to be regarded as the six directions." Now, before I tell you what they are, you have to guess. Each direction is to do with a relationship that we have. And he's basically saying that there are these six directions which he gives a certain relationship that we have, for instance, with parents, with workplace, and so on. So if you think of six people, right, how would you put them in order? Who would be your first? You don't have to shout it out, just in your mind, who would be the first? First people you would pay homage to, or pay respects to, or as he says, to protect. In other words, to send out loving kindness. It's a protection spirit, blessing. It's a blessing. After the first, who would you then send out your loving kindness to? Number two. Number three. Who would you send out your loving kindness to? Number four? Number five. And number six. So the six directions are east, right? So you start facing the east where the sun rises. East, and then you go round. East, south, west, north, below, the nadir, and the zenith. Okay? So you're moving round. You can imagine him doing so, you see. Right? He's facing the sun, the rising sun in the morning. Turns to the south, turns to the west, turns to the north, all below him, all above him. Okay? These six things are to be regarded as the six directions. The east denotes mother and father. The south denotes teachers. The west denotes wife and children. The north denotes friends and companions. The nadir denotes servants, workers, and helpers. And the zenith denotes ascetics and Brahmins. So we can as it were, compare our value systems and all that with those of his times. Because this would have been quite general, the way that he's split society up like this. So he puts enormous stress on mother and father, and we'll come to that another time. And then his wife and children. Then his friends and companions. So presumably with wife and children, it's also relatives. Yeah. Then his friends and companions. Now the nadir, he's obviously a rich person, because here it talks about servants, workers, and helpers. But it would mean your working companions. Your livelihood. So remember, that's important in the Buddha's teaching. He actually puts it as one of the Eightfold Paths, right livelihood. So all those people involved in your livelihood. And then finally, up above, ascetics and Brahmins. See? So the ascetics were the type of people that he would have been classed with, the Samana, and the Brahmins were the priestly caste. Now, the other thing to notice about this is the way that he changes ritual. In the 10 fetters, one of the fetters is wrong rites and rituals. And this is what we get rid of when we enter into stream entry, right? The first level of sanctity, first level, the first noble level. And what is meant there, not that rituals themselves need be useless, but exactly why you do them. So bowing to the Buddha, you know, and repeating the verses, the Vipassana verses, is all well and good, but in terms of the process of awakening, it really doesn't have much weight. It's a reminder, and if we make it as part of that practice to, as it were, get us into the Vipassana practice, then all well and good. But in itself, doesn't really take us very far. So all these things like lighting candles, refuges and precepts, see, they all have their place, but in a sense, they're worthless unless we do the real practice. So here's Sigalaka, you see, and what exactly he was doing, we don't know, but basically he was paying respects to the east, south and west. He was going around paying respects. Exactly what that entails, it doesn't say. But he was doing something which the Buddha thought, well, that's absolutely useless. So he told him instead, using the same ritual, to actually apply loving kindness in all these directions. And therefore, he makes the ritual something worthwhile on the spiritual path. So in our lives, everything we do has to have that connection with the spiritual path. And although you wouldn't call them a ritual, they are, in fact, in some ways, little rituals. For instance, just the whole process of the rising in the morning, from the moment you get up until you're ready to face the world, all that business of, you know, getting out of bed and washing and all that sort of stuff, that can become a ritual, right, in that broad sense of the word, of making it meaningful to spiritual life. So a ritual can be something that you're doing on a sort of regular basis, something that you do all the time, round and round and round, like brushing your teeth. You can take it down to that level, in my understanding. And a ritual, of course, on its far end can be rather superstitious. You know, like every time you say something like, you know, and I'm healthy, touch wood. See, that's a complete waste of time. But you feel good when you do it because you've because something in you says it's okay. Just to reinforce that, there's a lovely little story where the Buddha sneezes. And the monks and all the lay people, especially the monks and nuns, they all offer blessings, like we would say, God bless you, or something like that. And he says, does that help? See, and they say, no. That's all he says. He says, well, don't do it. See, don't do it, because it's useless. So, not before too long, the lay people start complaining because when they sneeze, the monks aren't blessing them. So the monks came back to the Buddha and said, look, you know, we've stopped doing these blessings for people with colds and sneezes. And he says, oh, well, bless them. So they're complaining, he says, oh, well, bless them. So it's like if you're ready at that level of spiritual development to realize that some things are absolutely useless, then you'll stop doing it. But on the other hand, you know, there's no harm in it. That's what he says, there's no harm in it. It's the same when somebody says to him that his students are going to these other shrines to pay respects to these gods and other people. And he says, no harm. No harm. It's just, in a sense, it's on the level of being useless, but it's not particularly harmful. So that's how we have this practice. That's how the practice came about of doing of loving kindness in the six directions. Now you can take it further than that because you can go in all sorts of directions, and you can go east. What would it be now? East, south, southeast. What is it? And you go through all the points on the compass. And we had I'll just finish off with this little thing. We had this rather lovely monk come from Burma to join us once at the Vihara, and he wanted to do this practice with us. So he started off by, you know, all beings in the east, may they be happy and peaceful. And he went on, all beings in the southeast. And he got completely confused. And we all burst out laughing. And that was the end of that practice. He completely lost his compass point. He wasn't used to it. But in fact, that is the classic way of developing jhana, in developing absorptions. In loving kindness. So you repeat things, it's like a mantra, and you keep repeating, and eventually the heart moves, the heart rises, and you start getting these lovely feelings. And it's done through this process because it demands concentration. You've got to know where you're going. Get the direction wrong, and that's it, you've had it. So that's the beginning of these scriptures. In this particular book, telling us how to behave in, you know, giving us some sort of guidance in daily life. So I can only hope my words have been of some assistance. May you be fully liberated, knowing which way you're facing, sooner rather than later.
Sadhu.
Yeah.
Sadhu.
Thank you very much.